Hello, and welcome to our very first mini-sode, mini-break, mini-stuff. I like mini-stuff.
Yeah, and it's our first outside broadcast as well.
Yes, so we apologize if there's a strong breeze in the background, but it is August, and everybody is on a holiday, except for us at this point. Well, you're going on holiday next week, aren't you, Claire?
Sort of.
Sorry, yeah. You're going away. Yeah. But we thought it would be fun because we live on the coast and it's summer to record a short little mini-sode from the beach. So all that background noise of stones and water and yelling, that is all the beautiful sounds of summer happening around us.
Yay!
So today we got something special we want to talk to you about. You're stuck with just Claire and I today, no guest.
No.
But we have a really exciting thing we want to talk about that we just launched a couple weeks ago called Create More. Claire, do you want to give like a breakdown of what Create More is?
Create More? Yes. Well, we've been working very hard to create this really special tool. It's a tool to help bloggers get paid more, which is what Blog Authentic is all about. It's a tool for readers, for your readers to subscribe or pay you for the content that you produce. And in exchange for some perks, very simply put.
Wait. Get paid? Readers pay?
Yeah.
Well, uh-oh, UK. We're making you uncomfortable. We're throwing it out there.
This is definitely radical for the UK because paying for content, everybody's seen, you know, if they've read publications like The Guardian, and there's a plea for payment. But the unique opportunity for bloggers is they can exchange it for perks and collaborations. And it's a great way for your readership and maybe, you know, your some small businesses or something like that to have access to your audience and for you to build this really loyal following. What is it all about? Why did we come up with this idea?
We came up with this idea because really, in the States, so I'm a YouTuber, I am deeply embedded into the YouTube culture, specifically other YouTubers that are tubing from, is tubing, do people say tubing? I feel like we should be saying tubing if we're not saying tubing.
Sounds rude. It might mean something else.
That makes it even better.
Everyone's going to be Googling tubing now in the Urban Dictionary.
Well, being a YouTuber, I am deeply embedded in the States, and this is already something that's happening there, and it is culturally accepted, and not only culturally accepted, but it is encouraged to encourage creators when you're creating something, whether it's a blog or YouTube or a podcast even, for your users who are really excited about what you're creating to encourage you more and reward you by paying you. And that's, it doesn't need to be a lot. We're not talking about huge subscription costs. While we do have some people for our YouTube channel that do pay quite a bit monthly. I think our largest person is paying us like $20 a month now, which I mean, that's a substantial, that's like half a meal out. Yeah. That's something big. Most of the subscriptions that we actually get are 1, 2, 3 quid at the maximum. So I know it kind of can sound scary to say like subscription and money and taking money from your readers, but in actuality, a lot of the times it's not a lot of individual money and not a huge responsibility from the content creator's side, because it is a small amount of money, but it's the mass amount that you accrue.
Yeah.
So if you have, you know, 5,000 people reading your blog every month, you can get 100 of them to give you a quid. That's an extra £100 in your bank account every month, which goes far, especially for us like mommy bloggers, parent people that have all these extra like monthly expenses. So it developed from that, from the idea of looking in the States and saying, hey, why are they doing it and we're not?
And it's called Create More because your subscribers essentially are helping you to create more content. And we're simply saying to readership, and this is something I think is definitely going to happen in the UK, where we've got to get used to paying for our online content and what we're reading. And this is a way for readers to say, thank you, I'm enjoying this, I want you to keep going. Or, as I said before, it could be a way of people who want to collaborate with you, whether it's other bloggers or other, you know, small businesses, to collaborate with you in a meaningful way, in a more committed way. So Create More is a tool that we've developed where we put our money where our mouth is, because we are, all, after all, we're all about getting bloggers paid, aren't we?
Yeah. And it's also like the Create More aspect of it. It's about freeing up time for our content creators too. Because if you think about it, if you're getting, let's say you're able to drum up 300 quid worth of money every month, 300 quid worth of subscriptions, that is 300 quid less that you're going to be chasing in sponsorship or any other kind of way that you're diversifying your income. It's which will free you up to focus just on the content and what you're actually good at and what you enjoy and why you started blogging to begin with, which is to put great stuff out there, great content out there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the listeners are chomping at the bit to know how it actually works. We've talked a little bit about the benefits and the background, We've developed an actual WordPress widget. So you simply go to the website and we'll leave all the links in the blog, in the podcast section. You sign up, you'll get a download of the widget, you upload it to WordPress. And for those people that don't know how to do that, there's full instructions on how to, you know, if you're new to WordPress, then it's very simple to do. And then you've got certain things you can opt in and out of to set the widget up. And then a button or a banner, very stylishly designed by Blog Authentic, will appear at the end of every single blog post.
And there's like 20 different banners that you can choose from. Claire and I, obviously, we got a very particular type of sense of humor, so you're going to have a few of those which are fun and flirty. Ooh, fun and flirty. That sounds like that's a good coin that. Other ones are a little more tame, a little more direct to the point of what you're asking from your readers, but they're all overwhelmed. They're non-threatening, non-invasive. They're very simple and just simple.
We think there's one in there for whatever your style is, the way you write, you know, for your readers. We believe, and there's square banners and there's wide banners, so it will fit in with the style of your blog and, you know, the style of the tone of, you know, how you communicate with your readers. And you can also, there's a functionality to opt out of a category. So for example, if you were writing about charities at all, you didn't want that to sort of pop up on all your charitable cause content because it's a bit distasteful, then you can opt out of that WordPress category that you've set up so it doesn't appear on certain content. So, you know, it's easy to install, it's non-invasive for the reader, it's a little reminder at the end, isn't it, saying, hey, I'm here, did you like this? Then you can chip in some money.
And it's free!
It's free to download.
Yes, it's free to use. For the bloggers, there is a transaction fee, multiple transaction fees for the actual money that gets exchanged throughout the month. But beyond that, there is no charges to use the app or the platform. It is free to creators to use. And if you are a Squarespace kind of lady, or any other platform besides WordPress, you can also use it. Even though it's a WordPress app, we have made the raw code available on the website, so you can just grab the snippet for the banner, plug that in on the end of the blog post individually, and use it. A little bit more work compared to the WordPress widget, but still the same functionality and still works in the same way.
Yeah, I mean, for example, for your Instagram page, if you wanted to encourage some of your Instagram audiences to chip in, you could create a landing page on your, you know, your Blogger or Squarespace blog site, website. That sounds really old-fashioned. And and leave the link in your bio to the landing page so that people are brought there and say, you know, hey, do you like my feed, did you like my Insta story today? So there's lots of different ways that you can use it, and we have left that bit up to the blogger. That is the bit where we come in, is we help you administer this. We administer the money, we administer the subscription, and we pay you.
So when we're talking about perks, what kind of perks would a blogger reward their readership with?
There's several possibilities, which is what makes us so, you know, exciting and flexible. You could start by a social media shout out for someone, very simply, and, you know, go up to maybe writing a recipe if you're a food blogger, writing a recipe specifically for someone. So if they had like food needs and, you know, wanted some ideas, then you could write and publish them some recipes. Customized bespoke blog posts, you know, people might appreciate your ability to research or the fact that you have specialist knowledge on certain things and request content from you. What else?
Hidden mailers. which are always good. Special emails that just go out to your supporters to say thank you and with information that only they are getting. Early announcements are good for that one, too, if you have something really exciting. Like, one of my favorite bloggers is moving to a new country, and she could have used that as a special announcement to be like, hey, hush, hush, this is just between us, but we're moving to another country. Things like that. Then there's also physical gifts. People can, if you are creative or making something, you could send them something physically in the mail, or a thank you card, or maybe a postcard. If you have a lot of international supporters, you can send them a postcard from your city. So there's really no limit to the types of perks and the kinds of things that you can send.
And although obviously you don't have to give them perks, we think that that is the best way this widget's going to work, because you're making your readers, you're welcoming them to another tier of your audience. You're creating a very exclusive tier in your audience, which is great for you and is great for anybody that you collaborate with in the future.
If you want to see the app in action and actually looking really awesome how she set it up, you can go check it out on one of our favorite bloggers of all time, Joe from slummysinglemummy.com. She has got it set up, and she's created a gang, which pretty much is like, it's like a girl gang, right? I think is what
you
it is.
You can go over and join her gang.
You can join her gang, and she will reward you with special perks for becoming part of her gang, and then you can see it in action. You can see it at the end of her blog post, and it was really cool, the angle that she took it, and I think that's the exciting thing about this platform, is that just because one blogger is using the app in one particular way doesn't mean you can. You can get creative and use it how you see fit to reward your individual readership.
Yeah. So how do you get it?
You go to blogauthentic.com, and you're going to see right on the top a little tab for Create More. You click on that, and you can download the zip file for the WordPress plugin.
That's it.
Or you can go and you can grab the raw embed code of whichever banner that you like with whatever saying on it that you like. And it's quite simple, actually.
It is that simple.
You do need to sign up with us and send us your bank account information so then we can pay out to you. And how it works on the technical side is that anytime somebody signs up to support support you, we're going to drop you a quick email and say, hey, congrats, you got a new supporter for this amount. On the first of the month, their card gets charged. On the 15th of the month, you get a full monthly report, and you get the money that you earned from your readers deposited directly into your bank account. Yeah. And that's really it.
And we're using tools that have all secure payments. Your details are fully secure. And really, it couldn't be that simple.
Yeah.
Simpler.
You don't even need to set up a payment processing account or anything, because we handle all of that.
We do all of that.
We do all of that. We take the risk for you.
Yeah.
On your behalf. That's literally putting our money where our mouth is.
That's exactly it. Exactly it. So here's Blog Authentic, helping you to create more. Go over to the website now. Give it a try. And let us know how you get on.
Yeah, and all the links to everything that we talked about today, as always, are in the show notes on this episode on the website. And we wish you guys a very happy rest of summer from our stony beach in Brighton.
Bye.